a changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
So today we're going to talk about actually something that Jennifer was talking about. Was it Jennifer just a moment ago? Struggle. We're going to be talking about struggle. And I hope you can hear me okay. I realize that I grabbed a microphone, but I grabbed the wrong one when I packed. So we're going to talk about the power of struggle. I want to ask you, do you know somebody who's just had it a little too easy in life? I have a friend. I haven't seen him in a very, very long time, but he's tall, handsome, extremely handsome. He's worked as a model for many, many years, like a fitness model. He stays in great shape, and he works at it. And he also inherited literally over $1 billion. And I've thought about that many, many years, because many, many times, because he told me about how easy his life was. And that for years he struggled with life, and that when he began to struggle in his life, in other words, to advance himself consciously, to struggle consciously, then life began to get easier and easier for him. What I mean is that for many years he spent a lot of time with models and traveling the world and going to events and things like that, and he basically almost destroyed himself. And ultimately, he decided to look at the money that he inherited and ask himself, what am I going to do with this money? Am I going to burn through it and burn myself up in the process? Or am I going to do something good with it? And he said, one of the things I could do good with it is to actually leave more than I got. And so what he did was he began to study and to learn investing, and he began to expand the business that he inherited. And it was then that he actually began to struggle with life. He had to show up. He had to make an effort. He had to learn new things. He had to try new things. He had to develop new skills instead of just sitting back and ordering life from room service, basically. He had to go to work. And he didn't have to. He chose to. And I was so impressed, because the person he became was so much more even than the person that he was. And then he began to trust himself that people liked him, not just because he was super duper handsome and also very wealthy, but also just an accomplished, cool person. So that's the importance of struggle. It's ironic. It's interesting. My younger brother Dave used to say that he wanted to make enough money just to lie on the beach. And that was it for the rest of his life. And I always thought that would be terrible. There's a old story. It's an ancient story of a person who dies and they end up in the great beyond, right? And when they get there, these winged beings that seem just perfect start taking care of this person and start giving this person everything he wants, and he is literally carried everywhere, and he is served anything that he wants and everything like that. And he's there for a while. And finally he says, goodness, if this is heaven, I think I'd like to take hell for a while. And the angels or whatever they worked looked at him and said, this is hell. This is hell. Having everything taken away from you, having all of your accomplishment taken away from you. The only way you get there is through struggle. I've shared with you before that I used to grow plants a lot. And when I would grow them from seeds, as they would begin to pop up, the first thing you're supposed to do is hit them with a little fan. And when I read this book, I thought, that's a terrible thing to do, because I watched all these videos on how seeds, you know, first drive their taproot down and then they start to come up, et cetera, like that. And imagine they struggle, and all this happens underneath the surface for days that you don't even see. And then finally, when they come up, and then what are you supposed to do? Hit them with a fan, make them struggle. A gentle fan, but you want them to struggle. Are you struggling right now? I am. I think we all are. I think we all always are, but especially right now. Although I saw some really good news this morning regarding the pandemic, and that is that things are just continuing to open up, and they're even saying they may not need the AstraZeneca vaccine because we may have enough vaccines already. Nonetheless, the reopening is going to be a struggle, I can tell you. I know it's going to be for me and for others as well. It doesn't mean it's a bad thing. We equate struggle with something bad. I'm sure you've heard the story of the, is it the emperor moth? Anyway, it's a moth or a butterfly. It's a moth, I think. And it's a famous story. And the idea is that someone gets a cocoon with this moth in it. And they take it home, and then the moth begins to struggle to get out of the cocoon. And the person, being a good person, feels bad for the moth. And so what they do is they gently cut the cocoon open and the moth comes out. And the moth begins to try and dry its wings. The thing is, the moth dies. Now, the reason the moth dies is that the moth has to struggle to get out of the cocoon, rather, to fully develop its wings. For us to fully develop, we need to struggle. And so whatever you're struggling through right now, understand that's where you're supposed to be. This is trying to develop you. This is trying to turn you into more. Struggles don't just happen. Struggles come along to make us more and to make us better, if we allow them to. One of the things that I've always tried to remind myself is I can let this defeat me, or I can let this complete me. I can let myself ask myself, what is it that I can learn from this? What is it that I can grow from this? And the struggle itself is not the bad thing. Struggle is part of our development, and it's a necessary part of our development. I think I've got my son-in-law trapped because he needs to go upstairs and wake my daughter up, so I'm going to turn the camera. You go right ahead. He's got to grab the coffee for her. He makes coffee for her fresh every morning. So anyway, he just ran up the stairs. I'm going to let him do that. It's a very open floor plan, which is a beautiful home they just bought. So whatever you're struggling through, keep struggling. Don't give up. It's that idea of not continuing that causes us to. She's now making coffee, so I'm sure you're hearing it. It is that struggle that allows us to develop and to grow into more into what we can be. Most of us don't know what we can be because we eschew the struggle, or when the struggle's over, we just say, hey, struggle's over. Great. Time to move on. Well, that's probably one of the worst things we can do. After we've endured a struggle or gone through a struggle, one of the best things we can do is to debrief afterwards, to ask ourselves, What is it that I can learn from this? What is it that I can do to make myself stronger so that if the struggle comes along in the future, I'm able to handle it better? There's a old story a lot of people use about the idea of growth is walking. I've got a cat coming at me again. The idea of walking along the street and you fall down into a hole. Climb your way out, and then you walk along the street and you fall down into the hole again. And that's what many of us do. We keep falling down into the hole. You see this cat tail right here, buddy. We keep falling into the hole instead of planning a new direction when things come along. So one of the best things we can do is to sit down with a coach or a therapist or just with a good journal and sit there when we've gone through a struggle and ask, what is it? What is the benefit from this? What is it that I can gain from this? And the other thing is, I think we need to wipe away this idea of a struggle-free life, that there's going to be a day when we have enough money, when we have health, we have enough friends, we have enough family or whatever, that life is not a bit of a struggle. I don't think that's true. The reason I hesitated there was I just watched this conference with several people who are decamillionaires, have hundreds of millions of dollars, and their goal is to make even more. And that's not a bad thing, because these people specifically were talking about how they want to make money and help the world. And here they are with everything, and yet they still struggle to take it to the next level. And that's the goal. That's the goal. The next level, whatever that next level is for you. wherever it is that you think you want to be or what you want to become, to get there, you're going to have to struggle. I know that sometimes if I want to learn something or something like that, I have to struggle to find the information that it is that I'm looking for. That word struggle is something that we have such a negative connotation for. I think of it more as like active participation. Okay. Struggle is like we think of struggling to get away when someone has kidnapped us or something like that. And yet it's more active participation. And I would even add excited active participation into it. It's kind of amazing as the little plants would get whipped around. I could literally see them growing. And the ones that were closest to the fan when I was growing these plants, the tomatoes, would grow faster than the ones that were further away. It's that struggle. I've shared with you before, a comedian, Christopher Titus. I think it's Christopher Titus, talks about he was a really abused and beaten child from a drunken alcoholic father. And he says nowadays when things go challenging in his life, he's like, I can handle this. This isn't much. He says, but for friends of his who have kind of skated through life when things all of a sudden go bad, they're broken. And I want to talk one more, just make one more comment about that idea of being broken. We need to be broken from time to time. It's not what I would wish on anyone. I wouldn't want my child to be broken. But I also know that when I step in and try and handle her struggles for her, it's not a loving thing. It doesn't help her grow, doesn't help her become more. And it actually is not as good for me. So consider this idea. If you're struggling, that's where you're supposed to be. And the idea is think of struggling not as something that should never happen to you, but as something that is just excited, active participation. That's what struggling is. It's excited, active participation. Now, when it becomes fearful, active participation, that's the challenge. We don't want to be afraid. We don't want to be driven by fear. We just want to actively participate, right? All right, see a number of you who are commenting, and since I said the word commenting, now is your opportunity to click share and type shared. Who is going to be the first one to share today? Thank you very much. Look forward to hearing that. Who's going to share today? Struggle brings us closer to God. Yes, Maggie, there are no atheists in foxholes. I truly believe that. And by that, I mean that we, at some point, we all resonate to another level of existence that is a higher level of existence, the universe, whatever. And we are actually absolutely connected to it. We are part of it. And so when we say that it brings us closer to God, yes, it can bring us to our knees, and it should also bring us to climb the stairs. Okay. In other words, hitting our knees and asking God is great. And what we need to do too is also take that next step. Right, Maggie? Thanks. Happy Friday. 25 degrees in New Berlin, Wisconsin, say Dominic and Juanita, grateful for good coffee. Heard that. Sudan is here. Good to see you. Hi, sir. Hi, sir. Right back at you. Janine, anybody here for the first time, by the way? Let us know if you're here for the first time. Janine says, grateful that the universe brought me to your timely reminder of the growth that is happening. You know, that's so true because we often don't think that growth is happening because it's happening to us. I'm here with my daughter, and I wish that when she was little, I would have cut out the wall of the door frame. You could replace a door frame, but I wish I had the door frame so that I could show myself and her how she was growing, even when she didn't think so. She used to love to go in there. You know how kids do, and they love to stand and so you can measure them on the wall. Reaching the next level requires a step up. In other words, effort. It takes work. That is correct, Ed. Yes. And going back to what Maggie said earlier, I think a great way of putting it is the way that the Quakers do, and that is pray. But move your feet. Pray, but move your feet. Cynthia says, good morning. Good to see you, Cynthia. Are you new? I don't recognize your face. Willow, good morning to see you. Good to see you. When you're green, you're growing. That's right, said Ray Kroc. He also said, when you're ripe, you're ready to rot. And in between, we need some suffering. I've just gotten greeted by a dog. That's okay. That's all right. Willow is the first one to click share. She always does. And so does Linda. Thank you so much. Happy Friday, says Gloria Falco. Good to see you. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here with me. And remember that if you're suffering, don't sit down and feel sorry for yourself. Stand up, take the next step. That's all we can do. Don't fall down in that hole and stay there. Get out of that hole. Take the next step. Gloria Falco says, share. Thank you, Gloria. Good to see you as always. I will be with you tomorrow, so I look forward to seeing you then. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.